The dying wish of the Polish pianist Andrzej Czajkowski was to leave his skull to the RSC to use on stage in Hamlet. It took a quarter of a century for it to happen, but he posthumously appeared as Yorick, held aloft by David Tennant in the recent production at Stratford. The play transfers to the West End of London tomorrow, but Channel 4 News has learned that Mr. Tchaikovsky's skull has been dropped from the production. Our arts reporter Stephanie West has more.
When David Tennant appeared at Stratford as a much-acclaimed Hamlet this summer, it turned out he wasn't just fulfilling his own long-held ambition. His Yorick had been waiting 27 years for this curtain call. It was that of Andrzej Czajkowski, who died in 1982 and had left his skull to the Royal Shakespeare Company. The Polish pianist and composer emigrated to Britain in the 60s and settled in Oxfordshire, where his agent says he fell in love with the bard.
He was struck dumb by the greatness of Shakespeare, and he absorbed it so quickly. He learnt the plays line by line. It was unbelievable, the knowledge he had. And the Hamlet, I don't know why that struck him, but the Hamlet scene, he hated the way it was done when he saw it with the RSC. And he said what I thought was whimsy at that time: I'm going to leave my skull to the RSC. They really should have a proper skull. It doesn't work with the plastic thing they have. So, and then we looked at his will, there it was.
So this has been locked away at the bottom of my garden.
It took some time to convince the RSC to accept the bequest, but his friends argued Andre's story was as dramatic as any Shakespearean tragedy. Growing up in Warsaw, his Jewish family was all but wiped out during the Holocaust. Only he and his grandmother survived when she escaped with him to the Polish countryside. Later, his musical talent emerged and he was asked to play in the West, where he would then settle. After the RSC said yes to his wish, while some actors rehearse with the skull, Tennant was the first to appear with Andre on stage.
I was delighted, actually, because I knew there were great qualms about his skull being used, and I can understand that. And wherever Andre is, or wherever his spirit is, I think he would have been delighted. He was very, very special. He was one of the most intelligent, if not the most intelligent, person I had ever met.
Andre's presence on stage was a closely guarded secret at Stratford, but as the RSC prepares for Hamlet's transfer to the West End tomorrow night, a last-minute decision's been taken to use a stand-in for Mr. Czajkowski.
This production hardly needed any more attention. All the tickets for the five-week run sold out in a matter of hours and are now fetching up to £1,000 a pair on secondary ticket sites. And the director says now that the true identity of Yorick has leaked out, it would be too distracting to bring Andrzej Czajkowski to the West End.
I think he might have been a little bit alarmed at all the hullabaloo that there's been about it. But I think that he might have smiled to himself.
And posthumously, he's made history. The first time a real skull's appeared as Yorick in more than a century.
Stephanie West, and if you want Mr. Tchaikovsky's skull back in the production, get onto our website and tell us, and we'll tell them.